وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ.
And we did indeed send messengers to other nations before you, and then we seized those nations with misfortune and hardship, so that they might humble themselves before us.
فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
But when misfortune befell them from us, why did they not humble themselves? Their hearts had hardened, and Satan had made their deeds seem fair to them.
فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ.
So, when they forgot what they had been reminded of, we opened the gates of all things so that while they rejoiced in what they had been granted, we seized them suddenly and they were plunged into utter despair.
فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Thus, the last remnant of those wrongdoing people was cut off. All praise is for Allah, the Lord of the entire universe, for having punished them so.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ انظُرْ كَيْفَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ ثُمَّ هُمْ يَصْدِفُونَ.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, what do you think? If Allah should take away your hearing and your sight and seal your hearts, who is the God other than Allah who could restore them to you? Behold, how we put forth our signs in diverse forms, and yet they turn away from them. If Allah should take away your hearing and your sight and seal your hearts, the expression sealing of hearts means rendering people incapable of thinking and understanding things correctly.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ بَغْتَةً أَوْ جَهْرَةً هَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Say, if the chastisement of Allah were to overtake you unawares or openly, shall any except the wrongdoing people be destroyed?
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
We do not send messengers except as bearers of glad tidings and warners. So he who believes in their message and mends his conduct need have no fear and need not grieve.
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ.
Whereas those who give the lie to our signs, chastisement will visit them for their transgression.
قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, say, I do not say to you, I have the treasures of Allah, nor do I have knowledge of what is beyond the reach of human perception, nor do I say to you, I am an angel, I only follow what is revealed to me. Then ask them, are the blind and the seeing alike? Do you not then reflect?
I only follow what is revealed to me.
Feeble-minded people have always entertained the foolish misconception that the more godly a man is, the more liberated he should be from the limitations of human nature. They expect a godly person to be able to work wonders. By a mere sign of his hand, whole mountains should be transmuted into gold. At his command, the earth should begin to throw up all its hidden treasures. He should have miraculous access to all relevant facts about people. He should be able to point out the locations of things which have been lost and show how they can be retrieved. He should be able to predict whether or not a patient will survive his disease, whether a pregnant woman will deliver a boy or a girl. Moreover, he should be above all human disabilities and limitations. How can a genuinely godly person feel hunger or thirst? How can he be overcome by sleep? How can he have a wife and children? How can he engage in buying and selling to meet his material requirements? How can he be impelled by force of circumstances to resort to such mundane acts as making money? How can he feel the pinch of poverty and paucity of resources? False conceptions such as these dominated the minds of the contemporaries of the Prophet, peace be upon him. When they heard of his claim, in order to test his veracity, they asked him regarding things that lie beyond the ken of human perception and to work wonders, and blamed him when they saw him engaged in such acts as eating and drinking, and taking care of his wife and children, and walking about the bazaars like other ordinary human beings. It is misconceptions such as these that his verse seeks to remove.
Then ask them, are the blind and the seeing alike?
The statement of a prophet in such matters amounts to a testimony based on first-hand observation. For the truths which a prophet propounds are those which he himself has observed and experienced, and which have been brought within the range of his knowledge by means of revelation. On the contrary, those who are opposed to the truths propounded by the prophets are blind, since the notions they entertain are based either on guesswork and conjecture or on blind adherence to ideas haloed by time. Thus, the difference between a prophet and his opponents is as that between a man who has sound vision and a man who is blind. Obviously, the former is superior by dint of this gift of knowledge from God rather than because he has access to hidden treasures, because of his knowledge of the unseen world, and because of his freedom from physical limitations.